There are new developments today in the fight over how to handle post-September 11 detainees. A federal appeals court has ruled that pending further appeal, immigration hearings in Detroit must be open for Rabi Haddad, the founder of a Muslim charity that was shut down by the federal government. And in a New Jersey case, the Bush administration is fighting a state judge's order that the names of detainees in two county jails must be released. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In the New Jersey case, a Superior Court judge ruled last month that state law required prison officials to make public the names of everyone held in jail, including people arrested by the INS and held under contract at some New Jersey facilities. The judge ordered the names released by Monday. Today, the Justice Department asked the New Jersey Appeals Court to extend that deadline. The government attached an order that says that detainees are federal prisoners. Therefore, the order instructs state prison officials to not release any information, but to refer all requests to the INS. The New Jersey case was brought by the American Civil Liberties Union, which wants the names so it can offer the prisoners legal representation. New Jersey ACLU Director Deborah Jacobs says the INS argument is not relevant.
Well, the laws at issue are not about who's in custody. They're about state records and three different laws under which we are entitled to know who is being held in the jails of New Jersey. The fact that they're federal detainees is irrelevant because our statutes apply to the records held of the state of New Jersey.
Five New Jersey jails have contracts with the INS to house detainees. One of those jails is in Passaic County, where Bill Pasquarel III is the county legal counsel. He says the INS order applies not just to people detained as part of the terrorism investigation, but to all of those held on immigration violations.
Our contract with the INS provides that we're not to release any information to the public without it first going through the INS. These are their detainees. We're housing them. And we feel we have to abide by that contract until a court of law tells us to do otherwise.
In another case in Detroit, the ACLU and media groups won, at least temporarily, the right to attend immigration hearings of Rabi Haddad, the co-founder of Global Relief, one of the Muslim charities that had its assets frozen by the government in December. Haddad was arrested at the same time and held on charges that he had overstayed his visa. A federal judge ruled this month that Haddad's hearings and the transcripts of his past hearings must be open to the public. The government argued that opening the hearings might reveal information to terrorist groups about the investigation. The ACLU's Deborah Jacobs says in both cases, the judges rejected that reasoning.
The most important thing here is to understand that we have a government who is taking every possible action to keep information from the people, and I think it's very questionable the basis on which they claim it's necessary to keep this information secret.
In the New Jersey case, an appeals court hearing is set for tomorrow afternoon to determine whether on Monday county officials will have to release the names of detainees being held in their jails or not. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.